From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1031st broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Ferlin Husky.
When just the coast on which you lean, never your love, just go between, change your heart, that can't be free. Man, I thought it'd be along so long. For company, well, if things get worse, I can't shake this curse. Then start dragging the river for me.
Billy Burr!
Get worse. I can't shake this curse. Then start dragging the river for me. Then start dragging the river for me.
Ferlin Husky and one of his latest Capitol records, Dragging the River. Thank you, Ferlin, and welcome. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Good to be here, Grant, and may I say welcome to all the good folks out there who's joining with us for this evening.
Well, by all means, Ferlin, and may I say that we've got a great little show lined up ahead of us. There's pretty little June Carter, aided and abetted by Archie Campbell.
Yes, and one of the great guitar pickers, Chet Atkins.
Yes, sir, that singing master of the five-string banjo string bean, Tommy Jackson, Ben Smathers, and the Stony Mountain Cloggers.
And our special guest, the queen of country music, Miss Kitty Wells. We'll be hearing from one of Miss Kitty's great songs in just a minute or two, but right now it's a pleasure to introduce the man who claims to have invented the first talking machine. Well, that ain't exactly what he says. He says he just married it. Here he is, Archie Campbell.
Hey, Ferlin.
Yeah.
Did you see a good-looking, blonde-headed girl about 5'5"? She weighed about 120 pounds, built like $1 million. Did you see her pass here?
No. Have you lost one?
No, but I sure would like to find one, wouldn't you?
Bad, ain't bad.
Now, I'm having a lot of trouble with women. On the way down here tonight, Ferlin, I was driving along, and two good-looking women was hitchhiking.
Yeah.
Two good-looking girls. I'm going one direction. They're going the other direction, and they tried to thumb me for a ride, and me going the opposite direction.
Well, that's terrible, then.
I know it. Why, I like to never found a place where I could turn around.
Right. Well, I swear, that beats anything I've ever seen.
They are a lot of trouble.
Oh, they a lot of trouble. Beats anything I've ever seen, like I said before.
I'm worried to death, though, now. I got a terrible problem.
Yeah?
I got a letter in the mail this morning from some husband. He said, if you don't leave my wife alone, I'm going to shoot you.
Well, you shouldn't worry as much about that. Just leave his wife alone.
Yeah, I know, but he didn't sign his name.
Oh. Archie? Well, tell me, Archie, how are you getting along with your new girl?
My new girl, old Lucy Slewfoot.
Yeah.
Oh, I went over to see her last night, opened the door expecting to see that beautiful woman there, and by golly, what do I see? She's kissing Chet Atkins.
Well, that's a dirty trick.
I know it's a dirty trick, but I got even with him.
What'd you do?
I went around to the side of the house and pulled a light switch so they couldn't see what they was doing.
You got a lot of friends anyhow.
Yeah, but I'm going out to Hollywood where I can really operate. Out there, Clark Gable, you know, Robert Taylor, Rita Hayworth.
Yeah. Clark, you know, Gable, all them people.
Clark Gable's one of my best friends.
Is that a fact?
Robert Taylor's one of my best friends.
Well, what's Hayworth?
About $10 a ton, I think. Say, You remember last month we was on this tour up north there and we met this wealthy, good-looking young widow?
Yeah.
As I remember, you done a little courting there, and I think she fell in love with you, didn't you?
I'm going to predict this.
Who did you tell her you was?
Well, I hate to tell you, but I told her that I was Archie Campbell.
That's what I thought. Made love to this woman, then told her your name was Archie Campbell.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You did, didn't you?
Yeah, but I was ashamed to tell you.
Well, I got a letter from her lawyer this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, she died last week and left me $50,000. And that's it. Last one I buy from her.
Oh, boy. Well, thank you, Archie Campbell. And now, neighbors, it's guest time on the show. So let's have a great big opera welcome for the queen of country music, Miss Kitty Wells. Kitty, it's real nice to have you out with us this evening.
Yes,
thank you, Grant.
It really is.
You going to sing one of your nice songs for us?
Sure will, Pearl. It's one of our latest deck recordings called Your Wildlife's Gonna Get You Down.
That's Grant, you got a minute to talk about Prince Albert smoking tobacco?
Always got time to talk about PA, Ferlin. Say, what do you want to say?
Oh, I think I'd like to mention freshness and tell the folks how come Prince Albert is always so fresh. You see, neighbors, PA sells the fastest, so naturally it moves the fastest off the shelf to you.
Well, that sounds logical, Ferlin, but while you're talking, don't forget the proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor most favored here in the USA. PA has a smooth and easy-going taste that is preferred by smokers everywhere. Now, that's true whether you're smoking a pipe or whether you're a roller owner.
Better mention something about the cool and steady burning Prince Albert is, too. It's because it's crimped cut, and it packs a firm, rolls easy, and smoke clean through without hot spots.
So, neighbor, if you haven't tried Prince Albert smoking tobacco, do it soon. Get a fresh, cool, and steady burning smoke with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco. Now here's Tommy Jackson, along with Ben Smathers and the Stony Mountain Poggers, to do a little square dance with a few of that old-timer Devil's Dream.
might meet that girl and pat on his stone. Swing, bong, swing, bong, swing, 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 all around, shake him down, let that thing go hit the ground. Meet that girl and pat on his stone. One, two, three, two, four, that's all it is, it ain't no more. All around, shake him down, let that big one jar the ground. Swing, mom, swing, fall, swing, let your mark the star. Keep your fill and pat on the head, don't miss the big one, baby. One, two, three, two, four, that's all it is, it ain't no more. Round, round, shake him down, let that big one jar the ground.
Thank you, Tommy, and thank you, Ben, and Jimmy, and all the dancers. That was certainly wonderful. But now it's time we slow things down a little and listen to one of the fine old hymns sung as only our star can do it. Ferlin, tell us which one you picked out for this evening.
Well, Grant, there are many fine old hymns, but there's one in particular that happens to be a favorite of mine. It tells a whole story of man's needs for a close relationship with his Creator. With the help of the Jordanaires, we'd like to do just a closer walk with thee.
I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk, let me walk close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee.
Just a closer walk with thee.
Granted, Jesus is my plea. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Just a closer walk with thee.
Thank you so much, friends. Thank you a lot. I'm glad you like that. Right now, we have an entertainer that I know you're going to enjoy. Here he is, Chet Atkins, with In a Good Old Summertime.
Atkins and the good old summertime. And if there ever was a night for a song like that, it's this one. As our beloved Rod Brasfield used to say, "Fine Ned, it's hot tonight, buddy." But now, in spite of the heat, there's a cool evening breeze blowing off backstage here. She's cool, all right. Miss June Carter.
Hey, listen, that old Chester Atkins ain't the only one can play the guitar, buddy. Y'all just listen to this. I'm gonna wait just a minute. I want them to hear it good. Now, I'm picking a far out of that thing.
Chet plays all over it. You're only on one string.
I know, but he's still hunting for the place. I've already found it. See, I want to get me a job playing on this show, Ferlin. I want to play for you, because I like you about as good as anybody on the Grand Ole Opry.
Is that a fact?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Well, I play guitar is what I do, and I heard you was looking for a guitar player.
I've got Billy Bird now, but if...
Well, we can fire him. How much are you paying him?
Well, I won't tell you what I'm paying him, but I paid some of them a little less, but I thought he was worth more. I paid him $100. I'm paying you... What do you think you're worth?
Well, what'd you say, $100 a week?
$100 if I was going
to
use you.
Well, he'll have to be $200. I have to have $200, but I'll take the job. I'll take it. I will.
Well, you have to have $200.
Well, it's going to... Why'd I have to have $200?
Yeah, you can't even play the thing. How come you want so much money?
Well, it's going to be a whole lot harder if I don't know how to do it, Ferlin.
Well, yeah.
You're just getting on my nerves, Fern Husky. Fact of it is, I'm just a nervous wreck. I'm just all tore up on the inside and on the outside, too.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, I'm just tore all to pieces. I had to go to a psychiatrist this week.
Well, I was thinking you should go. Everybody should. It's like you. You know, you may go through life being a drip if you don't.
A drip?
Yeah.
Well, now, wait just a minute. Your washer ain't been on too tight here lately, neither. I know what you need, Ferlin. I know exactly what you need. It's just a good pat on the back.
Thank you.
A pat on the back.
Yeah.
It just has to be often enough. Yeah. And hard enough.
Yeah.
And low enough.
Still like me.
I tell you how mine all started. My trouble started, Ferlin, with a glass of milk.
Milk?
Yeah, I couldn't sleep at night, and I took this glass of milk and drunk it so that I could sleep. And I went to bed, and I tossed and turned from side to side and got sloshing that milk around, and it turned to cream, and cream turns to cheese, and cheese turns to butter. Butter turns to fat, fat turns to sugar, and sugar turns to alcohol, and I think I've got a hangover. But I can sing.
Well, let me hold the guitar while
hold it. There's more ways to skin a cat than one, I'm telling you. I'm going to sing y'all a song, because I never get to sing on this show. I don't need no music. I just sing, boys. That's all. Well, I ain't started yet. It goes... I went out to milk the old cow one day, with my stool in my bucket and my fork full of hay. I flung down my bucket and I flopped on my stool. I said, "Be still, bossy, you stubborn old fool. Be still now, bossy, quit jumping around. I've been out all night just a-sneaking around." She looked sympathetic with her eyes big and brown, and said, "Just hang on and I'll jump up and down."
Here's Ferlin Husky for Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco.
Oh, the proof is in the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin'. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and PA has the flavor, most favored in the USA. It's the freshest,
Prince Albert,
mild and mellow.
That's PA.
Cool and steady burning,
Prince Albert.
Mild and mellow flavor, and cool and steady burning, Prince Albert, that's PA.
Oh, the proof is in the puffin', and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA. The proof is in the puffing, and PA gives you mild, mellow flavor. Smokes cool and steady burning. And because PA is the fastest-selling smoking tobacco, it's the freshest. So get the bright red package of Prince Albert. Now here's Miss Kitty Wells again with another of her great new deck of records, You'll Never Be Mine Again. Kitty Wells! Show with us. Well, Quirlin, who's next?
Well, Grant, it's time that the great banjo picker and singer is going to tell us an important battle story. As a matter of fact, I think he was actually in the fight. Here he is, String Bean, with the Battle of New Orleans.
Down a mighty Mississippi, took a little bacon and it took a little bean. I met the bunch of British near the town of New Orleans. We looked down the river and I saw the British coming. There must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and I made the bugle ring. Stood by a bale of cotton and never said a thing. Was far gone that the British kept a coming, but there wasn't that many years, it was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it down the Mississippi to the government. To hold them apart, they would look them in the eye. We held a bar to the senior face of well and opened up for a lot of really give well. We fired our gun, and the bridge kept a coming, but it wasn't that many years, it was a while ago. We fired once more, and they began to run it down the Mississippi to the government. They run through the bar, and they run through the bramble, and they run through the thicket, and the rabbit couldn't go. They run so fast, and the hound couldn't catch them down the Mississippi to the government. Fought another round. Put a cannonball ahead and powdered him fine. And when he set the powder off, the gator lost mine. We fired our guns and the bridge kept coming, but it wasn't that many as it was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run down the Mississippi to the government. They run through the bird and they run through the bramble and they run through the thicket and the rabbit couldn't go. They run so fast that the hound couldn't get them down the Mississippi to the government. Go down the Mississippi to the government.
Couldn't see him marching. Well, Ferlin, before you do a number for us, how about filling everybody in on your plans for the future?
Well, right at the present time, Grant, I'm working on a series of dramatic TV plays. But next weekend, we'll leave for Texas and New Mexico for about 5-6 weeks, Billy Bird and myself.
Sound like you're going to be mighty busy, Ferlin. But now, how about a song? Here he is, neighbors, Ferlin Husky, with another of his great Capitol records, Sea Sand.
You came to me like so much sea sand and stayed to love just a while. But the tide rolling in, caressing the sand, my heart went away with your smile. Like sea sand, like sea sand, your love is drifting from me. But in a seashell I hear, I love you, my dear, but it's lost in the sound of the sea. Like sea sand, like sea sand, your love is drifting from me. But in a seashell I hear, I love you, my, but it's lost in the sound of the sea.
Well, that was business for tonight, neighbors, but it was sure swell having you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. Next week, Farron Young will be standing in the spotlight. Right alongside of him will be our good friend Eddie Arnold. Listen in, won't you? Now, this is Ferlin Husky saying thanks so much for being with us. We'll see you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Are you smoking more now, but enjoying it less? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. Are you missing the smoke the nation likes best? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. Are you looking for flavor and mildness? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. The best tobacco makes the very best smoke. Have a real cigarette, a real cigarette, a real cigarette, have a Camel.
If you're smoking more today, but enjoying it less, try Camels. More people smoke Camels than any other cigarette. Any filter, any king, any regular. The Camel blend of caustic tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
Have a real cigarette, a real cigarette, a real cigarette, have a Camel.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.